Hey, gang, how about a big family hug for Mr. Motocross? Give me a hug, boys, come! Beck, I can't help noticing this is only three quarters of a big family hug.
And I can't help noticing that you are over an hour late.
Oh, I'm sorry, sweetheart. I got a severe case of helmet hair. And, you know, you can't just comb that away. I had to shampoo in the drinking fountain.
Well, I was worried. Please explain to me why a father of two and a husband of one suddenly feels the need to risk his neck speeding around a muddy track on a motorcycle with a bunch of other yahoos.
Okay, I'll explain. Because I like it.
Oh, that's mature.
Well, that's mature. What do you mean a bunch of other yahoos? Do you
see,
like, I'm a yahoo?
Yes, because you're a yahoo.
They're fighting. Let's go flesh something.
Beck, you know that there's always been part of me that loves taking risks. It makes me feel alive. It takes the everydayness out of the everyday.
Well, what happens when motocross gets boring, huh? Where do you draw the line? Bullfighting? Hang gliding? Nude welding?
Line drawn right there. Now, my Uncle Spiros, right, never took a risk in his life. One day, he walks out his front door and boom, he's dead.
Heart attack?
No, he lived in a Winnebago. See, he was going 60, opened the door, he went out. It's not a pretty sight. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make here is that there are no guarantees in life. I say every once in a while, you got to take a risk.
Guess what we've lost?
Go take a risk right now.
Something you don't see every day, and none with a goatee.
This is the Jerry Springer Show.
DJ, Stephanie, tomorrow night, no TV.
Joey,
because you have two tickets to see your favorite group, Counting Crows.
Oh, Joey, I love them. I listen to them all the time. All my friends are going. It's been sold out for weeks. Where'd you get these?
Well, I won a little sub-eating contest at El Bloto Sub Shop. I polished off an entire Mega Meaty in less than a minute.
You ate a sub just to win tickets?
Well, the truth is, I,
You didn't even know it was a contest, did you?
Want to go to the concert or not?
Wait a minute. How come Steph and DJ get to go and not me?
Michelle, you know you're not into that kind of music.
Sure I am. I listen to it all the time.
You do not.
You too.
Don't.
You.
Don't.
Girls,
don't.
Girls, that's enough. Okay, we've heard your opening statements, and I think Michelle is right. We have to do what's fair.
We're always fair.
Okay. We've got three girls and two tickets. Any ideas?
Yeah, I got an idea. Girls, in my pocket I have three licorice whips. One of them, I should add, is half-eaten. Now, whoever gets that one, well, you don't go to the show.
Oh, right, I'm going.
I'm going, too. Every time you're fair, I get the shaft.
I'm sorry, Steph. You know there'll be other concerts.
Steph, if it makes you feel any better, you can have that licorice whip.
Yay, my favorite flavor. Slobber and lint.
All right, now, DJ, there's going to be a big crowd there, okay? So I want you to keep your eyes on Michelle every second. I don't want her coming home with anything pierced or tattooed.
Great. When did this turn into a babysitting job? Dad, all my friends are going to be there. There's going to be a party after.
I'll bring Twister.
Oh, now I'm feeling better.
I'm sorry. You got to handle this. Life isn't always fair.
It was 2 minutes ago.
All right, just the way it worked out. If you'll excuse us, Joey and I are going to go upstairs and retrieve a corn dog from a sink trap.
We are?
Yes, and then I'm going to teach you how to shave without eating.
Hey, if my dad couldn't do it, there's no way you can do it.
This is great. I'm going to call Lisa. Maybe she can tell me what the counting cows are.
Counting cows? It's counting crows. You've never even heard of them.
I'll hear them at the concert.
I can't believe it, the little liar. We're both totally burned.
Yeah.
But what if Michelle had to give me her ticket because she couldn't go to the concert?
Sounds like you have a plan.
Ah, indeed I do.
Becky and Dan are on. Turn up the volume.
Okay. His batteries must be shot.
I think your brain is shot. That's the remote control for Nikki and Alex's toy helicopter.
Oh, cool.
So with no further ado, let's say hello to the bungee jumping grandma herself, Edna Parrish.
Hello there. How are you?
Great.
Hi, Edna. Nice to meet you.
Keep yourself at home.
Well, besides bungee jumping, Edna has also whitewater rafted, done some cliff diving, and even wrestled alligators.
Whoa, gators. Edna, wow. Any plans to slow down a little? Like maybe only defy death once a week?
Oh, no, Siree. I've lived as long as I have because of the risks I take.
Really? That's right. Listen to her, Beck.
It's the same philosophy my dearly departed Arthur had before his parachute accident.
I'm so sorry. Parachute accident. What a horrible way to go.
Not really. He was asleep in the backyard, and this paratrooper landed on him. But he didn't feel a thing.
Maybe now would be a good time to take a look at Edna's most recent bungee adventure.
Oh. Cowabunga!
That's amazing!
I'm thinking you don't need a big early bird dinner before doing something like that, Edna.
You know, Edna, I see you do something like that, and I see you here in person, and you're so full of life. I mean, maybe my husband's right. Maybe there is something to this risk-taking thing.
Interesting.
Well, looks like someone's seen the light.
I'll tell you. Why don't you two come bungee jumping with me next week? Well, what do you say, Stretch?
Well, I'm not a scaredy cat, Edna, but when it comes to bungee jumping, I've got two words for you. Meow.
What are you scared of? It's safe and it's fun.
Well, Edna, I don't know about Stretch here, but you talked me into it. Next week, you and I are going bungee jumping.
Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, she is. Didn't you hear her? I'll turn it up.
Hi, honey.
Oh, hi, sweetheart.
How was your day?
Oh, it was terrific. It was great. I dropped the boys off at nursery school, did some grocery shopping. Oh, by the way, you're not bungee jumping. The band came over, we worked on this little tune.
Wait a second. Did you say I am not bungee jumping?
Yeah. The band came over and we did this really cool tune. It kind of has a shaft vibe.
That's it? We're not going to talk about it?
We just did. I said it's a shaft vibe.
I mean the bungee jump.
Oh, the bungee jump. Well, I think we pretty much talked that out.
No, wait a second. You've talked it out. I'm just getting warmed up.
Oh, come on, sweetie. Jumping off a bridge attached to a little rubber band, that isn't you. I mean, you're a talk show host. The riskiest thing you've ever done is try Ed Asner's carrot cake.
Well, what happened to taking risks, feeling alive, taking the everydayness out of the everyday?
Well, that was me. This is you. You're a mother.
You're a father! This is a complete double standard.
Oh, come on. This is not a double standard. There are just some things that I can do that you can't.
Well, this ain't one of them. I'm bungee jumping. End of discussion.
No. No. This discussion isn't over until I say it's over. Now it's over.
Michelle, how can you sit there in just a t-shirt? The furnace broke and the house is freezing.
Oh, yeah, you better put this on before you get sick.
What are you talking about? I'm boiling.
Boiling?
Ow!
Woo! Put another shrimp on the Barbie.
If only we could take her temperature.
Hey, we're in luck. A thermometer in my parka. What are the odds?
I better get you into bed immediately.
But I feel fine.
Well, all sick people start off feeling fine. Oh my gosh, 116.
Is that bad?
Not if you're a rump roast.
Sounds to me like Schmedrick's disease.
Schmedrick's disease?
Uh-oh, DJ. The next sign is Schmedrick's. She's getting the spots.
Spots? What spots?
These spots.
Throw on my pillow, too.
That stuff spreads fast.
Steph, it's definitely Schmedrick's. I mean, she's showing the first three signs. Fever, red spots, vomiting.
I didn't throw up.
Uh-oh, the next sign. Memory loss.
Well, thank God you've got two loving sisters to care for you and make you comfortable and nurse you back to health.
Oh, there you are. I had to turn down your thermostat. Did you know some chucklehead turned it up to 100?
Kimmy, is there a particular reason you're over here?
Oh, yeah. I need to borrow a couple of things. It's my turn to cook dinner, and my dad wants beef Wellington.
Oh, well, what do you need?
Beef and whatever the heck Wellington is.
Listen, Kimmy, just take whatever you want. Now, if you'll excuse us...
Hey, Rip Van Runt. Isn't it a little early for Betty Bye?
I've got Schmedrick's disease.
Really? I had that when I was 10.
Somehow I doubt that.
You're right. It was chicken pox, and I was 8. No, wait a minute. It wasn't me. It was my cousin.
Goodbye, Kimmy.
Geez, you share one childhood memory.
When's Dad coming home?
Michelle, about this disease. See, it's a minor illness for people our age. But if a grown-up gets it or even hears you talking about it,
well, then... something happens. Right, DJ?
Yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah.
They go completely bald. You know that Captain Picard on Star Trek? Schmedrick's.
So how do I get better?
Well, just stay in bed until tomorrow. Luckily, you only have 24-hour Schmedrick's.
If I have to stay in bed, that means I'll miss the concert.
Oh, no.
I didn't even think of that.
The ticket's gonna go to waste.
If only you knew someone who was sitting home tonight with no plans and already had her coat on.
Do you want to go, Steph?
Me? Well, let's see. No plans? And look at that. A coat on.
Dad's home.
Thanks for the ticket, Michelle. Gotta go.
And just stay in bed. Don't tell anyone anything.
Yeah.
Wait. You guys have been so good to me, I've got to tell you the truth. I really didn't care about the counting cars.
Crows!
All I wanted to do was something grown up with you guys. You get to do all kinds of fun stuff, and I always feel left out.
Really? You do?
You guys are so cool. I want to grow up and be just like you.
Oh, rats. We were so close.
Michelle, you're fine. There's nothing wrong with you.
You mean I don't have Schmedrick's?
No, Mr. Schmedrick is my biology teacher. We made the whole thing up.
We were just mad because you weaseled that ticket away from Stephanie.
Yeah, here, you go to the concert.
No, you guys go. You're the one who really like counting cats.
Crows!
Thanks, Michelle.
Hey, when we promise next weekend, the three of us will go out and do something really grown up.
Get pierced and tattooed?
How about a PG movie?
With mature themes and adult situations?
Come on!
Yeah. Beck, I gotta talk to you before you go out and do something crazy.
Okay, but make it fast, because I have to jump off a bridge in an hour.
Listen, I know why you're doing this. You're trying to get back at me for all the times that I made you worry. Well, you know what? It worked. I'm worried. You win. Sit down, relax, have a muffin.
Jess, this has nothing to do with you. I'm doing this for that little girl back in Nebraska. Lowboard Donaldson.
Is that your cousin with one eyebrow?
That's Celeste.
Oh.
I'm Lowboard. When I was 10, I went to the public swimming pool with all my friends, and we decided that we would jump off the high diving board. Well, I climbed all the way to the top, I took one look down, and I chickened out. And by the time I got back down to the bottom, I had a new nickname, Lowboard.
Hmm. You know, I can relate to that, actually. You won't believe this. I got my nickname in a swimming pool, too. Shallow End Tanner. College sophomores can be so cruel. I'll be in the car.
Beck, think about it. Now, jumping off a diving board is not the same as jumping off a bridge. One makes a big splash, the other one makes a big splat.
Jess, this is just something I have to do.
No, breathing is something you have to do. Eating is something you have to do. Refilling the creamer dispenser is something you have to do. This is something that you don't have to do.
Honey, I'm gonna do it. And if you don't understand why, then you don't understand me.
I don't understand. Am I wrong here?
Yes.
Who asked you?
Well, Jess, now you know how Becky feels when she's home worrying while you're out doing your motocross stuff.
Well, why is she worried about me? I'm not worried about me.
Jess, don't you get it? Listen, you're my best friend, so I'm going to tell you this from my heart, okay? She's worried about you for the same reason you're worried about her. You care more about her life than your own life. Because let's face it, buddy, she makes your life worth living.
Joseph, that was mature, it was insightful, and it was very sensitive.
Thank you. Okay, now, cartoons.
Well, I can't believe I'm saying this, but right after the news break, Edna and I will be bungee jumping off this bridge.
Yes, that's right. They're both going to be helplessly plummeting hundreds of feet down, down, down off this bridge toward rock-solid rock, only to be snapped from the jaws of death at the last possible second. Don't go away.
And we're clear.
Hey, Stilts, what is this horse hockey about the jaws of death? We have a perfect safety record.
Oh, I'm sorry, Edna. It was for dramatic effect. It makes for great television.
Oh, and a terrified co-host. Whoa.
You know, I'm also the terrified producer of this show, and I'm going to make a teensy little change in this segment. Edna? You're flying solo.
Excuse me, Ms. Producer. Remember Edna jumped by herself on our show just last week?
That's no problem. I'll do it in my bikini.
Well, back to being Lowboard Donaldson again.
Oh, I'd rather be Lowboard than gunk in a gorge. I'm gonna get some Danish and some makeup and something else. See ya.
Jess, honey, what are you doing here?
Listen, Beck, I totally understand you now. Joey explained everything to me.
Honey, you're listening to a man who sleeps in Power Ranger pajamas.
The reason I'm so worried is because I love you so much. In loving you so much, I realize that you have the right to do anything you want, to live your life as full and as rich as you want. I mean, if you want to take a risk, take a risk. I have no right to tell you not to.
Yes, you do. You have every right. You're an American. You have the right to free assembly. You have a right to an attorney if you choose to have one. And you have the right to stop me from making a horrible mistake.
So what you're saying is you're afraid?
In a word, deathly.
So the bottom line is, do you really want to do this?
Well, yes. I would love to take a fearless leap and spread my wings and fly. And if I actually had wings, I would do it.
Well, then it's up to you. You can stay up here and be Lowboard Donaldson forever, or you can put all your fears behind you and you can experience the thrill of a lifetime.
It does look exciting.
If I had the opportunity, I wouldn't turn it down.
Hey.
Okay, folks, we're on the air in 20 seconds. Jess, officer.
All right. So, are you going to jump, or do we have to go with... Whoa! Edna's in a thong. She's looking pretty hot.
And we're ready in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Well, we're back, San Francisco, and there's been a slight change of plans. Instead of me jumping with Edna, we thought it would be a fun surprise if I were to share the thrill of a lifetime with my husband, Jesse Katsopoulos.
Beck, I'm not sure the audience is ready for such a fun surprise at this hour in the morning. I mean, maybe they had a big breakfast.
I think the audience is ready for a fun... No sausage. I think they're ready for a fun surprise. It is sweeps week. Let's tighten them up nice and snug, safe and snug.
What are these things they're putting... Beck, can't we just work up to this thing, you know, like jump off something small and then work our way up like the curb? Cameron, can you get this? See, whoa, that's far down there. And then we go.
Come on, honey, you were the one that said this was a thrill of a lifetime.
Yeah, your lifetime, not mine.
All right, you lovebirds, over the railing and into the gorge.
Ready, honey? Here we go.
Honey, rubber bands snap on occasion.
Oh, it's a thrill of a lifetime. You're not afraid, are you?
In a word, deathly.
Oh, my God.
Have mercy.
Wow! That was incredible! What a rush! Honey, are you okay?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll tell you when my stomach gets here. Okay, yes, good. I'm fine.
Oh, Jess, I love you so much. I'm so glad I did this.
Gonna do it again?
Do you? Nah.